This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's defense minister says that his country's purchase of Russian S-400 missiles does not mean it has changed its strategic orientation. Defense Minister Hulusi Akar told U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper by phone on Friday that Ankara remains under what he calls a serious air and missile threat, and that buying the S-400s was a necessity. He said that Turkey might also acquire U.S. Patriot anti-missile batteries in the future. Washington says that the S-400, with its advanced radar that could potentially be used to target NATO jets, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. The United States has ruled out delivery of its latest F-35 jet if the Russian missiles are deployed. Turkish firms face being frozen out of the consortium that is building the F-35. Residents in New Orleans are fortifying their homes and stocking up on supplies as Tropical Storm Barry begins to roll in from the Gulf of Mexico. City officials have advised residents to shelter in their homes, with the exception of two coastal parishes south of the city where mandatory evacuations have been ordered. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said Friday she's asking residents to stay off the streets.
This is a very serious tropical storm warning that has been granted for the city of New Orleans. Surrounding areas, as we've been told, will also experience some level of storm surge.
The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to strengthen before landfall and hit the coast as a Category 1 storm. As of Friday evening, it was on a path toward Morgan City, Louisiana, which is surrounded by water. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump's Labor Secretary Alex Acosta handed in his resignation on Friday amid renewed scrutiny of how he handled a secret plea deal with accused sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Acosta stood alongside as President Trump announced the decision at the White House.
I said, you don't have to do this.
But Acosta said it was the right thing to do, saying criticism of the deal he oversaw as U.S. attorney in Miami that let Epstein avoid federal charges in 2008 was becoming the Labor Department's focus.
Talking about a case that's 12 years old, rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
The Justice Department's now investigating the plea deal, and top Democrats had been demanding Acosta quit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to unfreeze Pentagon money so it can be used to build a border wall with Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to lift a freeze imposed by a lower court on the use of Defense Department funds for construction of high-priority sections of border wall. Last week, a divided three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled against the administration, keeping in place a freeze imposed by another court. The administration is asking the Supreme Court to lift the freeze while it continues the appeals process. So far, the administration's bid to use money from the Treasury Department's Asset Forfeiture Fund has survived legal challenges. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Donald Trump said Friday a nationwide wave of arrests of immigrants facing deportation commences this weekend, confirming that the plan intended to discourage a surge of Central American migrants is on track after a delay. Trump said the operation is expected to target families that have recently been ordered deported by an immigration court but have not left the country.
We are really specifically looking for bad players, but we're also looking for people that came into our country not through a process. They just walked over a line.
San Francisco is a so-called sanctuary city, and its mayor, London Breed, says that her city will not help immigration and customs enforcement officers deport migrants.
We have been and will be and will continue to be a sanctuary city despite what we know are challenges that we continue to face from this administration in the White House.
Trump, who has made cracking down on illegal immigration a centerpiece of his administration, is trying to deal with a surge of mostly Central American families crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Many families are approaching border officials to seek asylum. For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
O-N-1. All the hits and more. B-O-N-1.